Blog Talk Radio.
I thought it started on its own. Welcome to Smooth Drama. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened to our intro. Dick,
intro.
Dick lost it.
I lost it somewhere in the swamp of Louisiana.
In the humidity.
Damn. Oh, hey, I'm loving the humidity out here. I mean, the Big East is doing it big. I, of course, got a lot of pictures today. Well, first, as always, we want to hear from you. I got my girl, Butter, with me.
No,
I think I know where I'm going.
So don't get lost out there in the swampland.
Yeah. But we have a special show for you tonight.
Oh, yes. We have Kwanzaa Jones on the air this evening. And we're going to be playing...
That is a great name.
What?
That's a great name.
Kwanzaa Jones.
Kwanzaa Jones.
What does stand for?
Kwanzaa is a... is what they call African American holiday. That starts on December
26th. Okay. So, yes, her name is Kwanzaa Jones, and we have two of her songs that we'll be playing today and talking to her a little bit about what she's doing and, you know, her website, KwanzaaJones.com, if you want to learn a little bit more about her. And you said she's got a movement going.
You got a movement going. We're going to talk about Kwanzaa, her songs, her movements, all that.
So if you want to ask Kwanzaa any questions, you can call 646-929-2037, and you can ask her live on the air. Or if you just want to ask Dick or Butta a question, call that same number. Or, you can send us an email.
646-929-2037.
And you can send us an email at,
smoothdrama.com.
Right.
Although, before we do that.
What?
Before we do that, we also, like I always say, we want to stalk y'all or have you stalk us. So, if you can, hit us up. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
Yeah, Dick wants a stalker.
Yeah, I want at least 10 or 11.
Yeah, so what he wants you to do is email him at dick@smoothdrama.com and check out our store, our online store, and if you support our show, we'd like you to purchase, a few things online, like mugs, T-shirts, and Dick wants to see them thong shots. So, dick@smoothdrama.com.
And the person, I gotta add a shirt. The person with the best one get a Smooth Drama shirt.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you go. So
Also earlier this week, I requested that all the men with hairy backs and hairy legs and hairy speedo areas, send all of your emails to butterpecan@smoothdrama.com. Once again.
And in turn, I will take them and post them on YouTube. Yeah. And we'll add the appropriate music.
Yes.
All those photos. So,
yes, send
them in.
Your favorite song is playing it in?
I don't know. We'll think of another song to put it, but... So send those things in, and then it goes straight to YouTube. So, yeah.
And we'll put them up on our site, too. We'll put them up on our page.
Why don't we have a page? I'm not quite sure what happened to our page. Strange things have happened to our site, so I'm trying to spread those away. So, just send them on in. They'll go straight to YouTube. So.
Okay.
That'll make our ratings
go up. Yeah, I do have to talk about something, though. Today, I went on the swamp tour.
swamp tour?
Yeah, out in the swamp.
Alligators and funky stuff.
It was different. Let me tell you.
Did you see oil out there?
No oil.
I thought the oil was headed that way. Or was that, was it?
We were actually in the swamp where they have it's like a man-made swamp, canal, lake, whatnot. It's a nasty ass water, but it's not gulp nasty.
Did you go swimming in it?
Oh, hell no. Now, you wouldn't swim in this water. It was full of gators of all sizes.
Really?
Oh, it was.
So what were you doing? Why were you taking a swamp tour?
It was educational.
What is
we'll say that.
To not go in the water? What did you learn? To not go in the water?
Hey, well, first thing, if you ever plan on doing a swamp tour, if you're one of them people who are predisposed to having their mouth open, keep your mouth shut.
Ew.
That's lesson number one.
Mosquitoes and bugs? Oh, yeah, there were
some nasty bugs. Like I said, they're good as anywhere. And I found out one important thing that I don't think anybody knows.
What's that?
Guess what gators are addicted to?
Humans.
No.
What?
Gators love fucking marshmallows.
Were you feeding it marshmallows?
I turned out was feeding the gators marshmallows. They were flocking marshmallows.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, the marshmallows are small.
All I know is that these gators was like, yes. They were all over it.
Were you guys in boats and stuff?
What?
Were you in boats?
Yeah, we were in a boat. What you think we were out there swimming? Well, come on now.
No, they have those flat things that people, you know, they look like big
fans. Yeah. What? Come on now. Look.
You did not specify what you were in. I'm asking if you were in a boat.
We
could be in one of those flat things, you know, that they go through.
Oh, we were on a flat deck. We were on the boat, and the gators got right up on the boat.
On the side. So, oh my goodness, were they like huge gators?
They're 6 footers, 4 footers, 8 footers. We saw one, I believe, was like 10 feet. It was.
Were you guys freaking out?
Huh?
Were you freaking out?
I was not one of the people who got up to cut the gator.
People touch gators?
Well, I told you I actually kissed a couple of them. Yeah.
Did this tour guide had all his limbs?
Yeah. He was calling them. And they were coming to the boat, and he was rubbing them on the nose. He kissed a couple of them. Mm-hmm. It was one of them things that I'm like, okay, all right, don't get killed out here, because then we'll step on the boat. and it's like that hard place, and I'm the black
about.
Dude. Yeah, I'm the black dude. You know, I'm already like, hey, if this is a hard flick, I don't want to die first.
Yeah, the black dude always dies first.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it was all good. He was very educational. And, you know, I learned a lot. I learned that alligators love marshmallows. And they let humans kiss them in the face.
Oof. No, thank you.
Yeah, And I learned, once again, a tip for anybody out there listening. If you're going to go on a swamp tour, keep your mouth shut and please wear some shades or some goggles.
Why?
Oh, because when that water is splashing, if you don't have the shades on, it's going in your eye.
Did you have glasses?
I had glasses.
Oh, good for you. How many people on the boat?
It was six.
Six people on a boat.
Six people through a boat.
Did the captain wear, what do you call those, life vests?
Didn't have a vest, but we had goggles on. I mean, headsets on to so that the boat's noise wouldn't mess us all up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And on top of that, also, you know, you got to smell really bad.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Does it, like, a swampy smell or sewer smell?
Yeah, the water is pretty nasty. And on top of that, it was hotter than the devil's nut. So
I don't know how hot the devil's nuts are.
Well, I'm just speculating since, you know, a lot of people say that the devil's in hell and it's hot as hell in hell. You figure if he's sitting down on his hot-ass throne,
his
nuts
would be hotter than the devil's ass.
Okay, devil's ass, nuts, they're all in the same general area.
Infinity? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we are speculating that the devil would have an ass or nuts.
Okay.
In the first place anyway.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So,
yeah.
We need to play Kwanzaa's song, but which one do you want to play? Not a breakup song or Everything Around You? You pick.
I like either one, so I'll go with Not a Breakup Song.
Okay, this is Kwanzaa Jones, and one of her singles is on her new album called Supercharged, and this is Not a Breakup Song. So let's see here.
There's not a breakup song, but the close to the end. It's not about crying all wrong, but you know what you did. So take this little wake up call, or I'll be long gone. Yeah. This is not a breakup song. No, this is not a breakup song. We need to cut up right now. Just give me 3 minutes of your day. This is your book. Now I'm letting you know before it gets in the way. I'm not the one who believes that the difficult things are better left unsaid. And maybe it's new to you, but some things that you do are better left undone. Better. Come on, you can do better, yeah. This is not a
Kwanzaa Jones. This is not a breakup song. You were dancing in your seat, weren't you, Vic?
I was. Hey, I made the song, and I'm glad that we're not breaking up.
Well, you know, it's not a breakup song, so.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, I think that I would like the opportunity to not break up before we even got started.
Before you even got started, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Yeah. Let's give Kwanzaa a call. Let's see here. I'm not very good at the switchboard, so hopefully
yeah.
I don't disconnect anybody or, you know, I kind of suck at it.
Hello, this is Kwanzaa.
Hi, Kwanzaa. You're on the air on Smooth Drama.
Oh, hey.
We got Dick on the phone, Butter Pecan. Now we have Kwanzaa.
I knew it was Dick and it was Butter Pecan. I knew that because I like the opportunity before we have to break up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I got it. You're like, and Butter is saying, but it's not a breakup song, that's the point. You're like, yeah, but I'd like that opportunity for it not to be.
Right, exactly. That's the point. I mean, I dig that. This ain't a breakup song. I mean, as you know, we've listened to so many records, and it's about lost love, breakup,
uh-huh.
Before we make up.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you didn't make up.
Man.
Yeah, this is, well, it's not quite the makeup, but let's just call it a wake-up call. This is, you better get everything together. It might be a wake-up song. That's the follow-up to it. It all depends on what you do.
Yeah, that's a warning shot. This is like a recording. Like, you all notice.
Yeah, you
all
notice. This is notice.
You know, if you're on notice, it's like the stop sign. Just, what is it, green, yellow, and red. This is your yellow. This is your warning.
Uh-oh.
So it could go either way. You could go and go back to green and be smooth sailing, or you might be making it to red, which is, hold up, wait a minute.
We may be coming up with for some titles of some songs here.
Now, I'm cool with that. Now, what I got to ask first is Kwanzaa your government name?
Woo! Now, what do you think?
Yes.
You're asking because you don't think it is.
I think it is.
Okay,
well,
and Dick, what do you think? A lot of people think it's like my stage name, but the reality is, this is my name. I say my God-given name, but I guess it's my parents-given name. My parents definitely named me Kwanzaa. It's on all my ID. It's on the driver's license. It's on the Social Security number. But actually, you know what? The thing about Kwanzaa is that a lot of people don't know. Well, people know it's a holiday and a celebration, but it actually means first fruits of the harvest, and I was born on Thanksgiving. So that Thanksgiving, guess who was the first fruit?
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, there you go.
When you enter a room, do you come in and say, I'm Kwanzaa? Like,
I'm the celebration.
Like, let the party begin.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. That's why Dick, you said you were over there dancing. That's why. It was because the song was on. Kwanzaa had entered into the room.
So when you were, you're using Kwanzaa Jones. Did you think about ever dropping the Jones and just coming out as Kwanzaa?
I have, actually, but I like the ring to Kwanzaa Jones, and not only is it a ring, but it's actually my name, so it works well.
Okay.
And really, when you think of it, because there's the holiday that's out there, too, this helps distinguish me a little bit. So if you're looking online for just Kwanzaa, you're going to get a whole lot of different things pulled up about the holiday and all sorts of things. But if you're looking for Kwanzaa Jones, then you're able to find me.
Okay.
Right.
Nice.
We're continuing along the line of Cleopatra Jones, and now we see that
No. I just need the hair. The hair and the shoes.
Wow.
I knew your style because you come off original. You come off as original.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
Everybody.
I'm just saying,
there are a lot of artists that come off like everybody else. Everybody's trying to copycat nowadays. And so the first thing, when I heard yours, I mean, you have a big booming voice. And, you know, your style is original. Well, like, yeah, I'm just Kwanzaa. And this is me.
Yeah, there you have it. That's exactly it. You know, and I think, honestly, for artistic people, whether it's music or dance or painting or photography or whatever, it's nice to have your own identifiable perspective on things. And it's nice to try to push boundaries in some ways, and that's where I think copying somebody else's style isn't really pushing anything at all. You know, it could be complimenting them, but it's not really helping you as an artist grow. So,
right.
Yeah, well, we know these people out here nowadays aren't trying to compliment. I mean, there's something to be said for originality, and, you know, they're not complimenting. They're just like, okay, they sold, I can sell too.
Yep.
You know, and I think that you'd be confident, and that's what I get from you in listening to your music. You're confident, like, hey, look, I'm a singer. Love it. Love me.
I don't have to say anything. You said it all. But it's true. I at least that's what I definitely like to think that. And it's nice hearing it because that's what I hear from a lot of people, too, that what my sound is like is not something that you hear on the radio, but it's something that you should be hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. Right. And that's a thing that I don't even set out to say, okay, I'm going to be extremely different. Or, you know, let's think of artists who are really, really pushing the edge with things. Lady Gaga is an example. And I'll say she is carefully, in my mind, I don't know her, but cultivating all of this to be very, very different. Mine, I'm just trying to be me. If it happens to be different, that's a good thing.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. You know, you name somebody who's doing it because they want to come off as different. It's not. It's choreographed, I think.
Got it.
I'm talking
about
you come off with, it's just, hey, this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you. I love it, too.
How long have you been doing music?
Oh, I've been doing music for a while. Now, I haven't been doing it professionally for a while, but, you know, when I was younger, I sang in gospel choirs, and I played flute, and I played violin, and I played the piano. So it wasn't really until I was in law school that I actually started picking up the guitar and learning how to play guitar. So it's been a couple of years. It definitely has been. But really, as far as full-time doing it, it's probably been about 5 years full-time doing it.
Okay.
Well, when you start talking about law school, you done blew away a whole other set of...
Dad, the Catholic got out the bag.
You're like, damn, she's smart.
Did I read that you graduated from Princeton?
You did read that. Did you read it? If it was out there, you read it. And if you read it, that was true.
I'm scared.
Well, you didn't kill your competition. Again, they're like, damn, she can read and stuff, man. I don't know.
She can read. She can write. She can count.
You're doing too much.
See, I just think no matter what, it doesn't matter what it is you're doing. You don't even have to get a formal education, but I really believe whatever you want to do is so important to, like, get as much learning if you can. And so whether it's at school, whether, you know, whether it's a community college, whether it's an Ivy League school, it doesn't matter. Whether it's watching YouTube how-to videos, it's just anything that you're passionate about, you need to put time into learning it.
It's like, hey, if you want to just sit in the library and read and learn something, I mean, so long as you learn it, you want to apply yourself.
I agree. I completely agree. So let me ask you guys a question for a minute, if I can flip everything here. Get ready. Hold on to your seats.
I'm ready.
Love Drama. I love the name, and I was saying, okay, I got to find out how they came up with this name. And I heard theme song, and so I was listening there, but I said, there's got to be more to just, you know, more to Smooth Drama than just the theme song. So how? Tell me, because it is fantastic. I love it.
Can I answer this one, Dick?
Go for it.
Smooth Drama represents our personalities. One of us is smooth, and the other one just has drama. So, you know, together we bring Smooth Drama. But Dick and I have known each other for
a very long time.
Yeah. And one day we were on the phone and we were talking shit to each other.
And
someone mentioned, you guys are hilarious. You guys should have a radio show because you guys are so brutally honest with each other that, you know, you don't get that on the air or in TV unless you're really watching a reality show. And sometimes those aren't even really reality shows.
True.
We've been doing this for about over a year and a half now, wouldn't you say? Dick?
Yeah, it's been about that.
I think he's still trying to count. He's pulling out the calendar, trying to figure out, has it really been a year and a half?
It's been, we're going on 2 years, actually.
Oh, really?
Like you said, a year and a half. Yeah, we've been rolling with it for a while now. And, I mean, I don't care about saying anything. And I don't say it. And we don't come off as, you know, we choreograph because we actually never talk about what we're going to talk about on the show. We just do it.
It's just we get on the phone and we, you know, whatever comes out of our mouth is what comes out of our mouth. We don't tell each other beforehand what we're going to talk about. It's, okay, let's get on the show. What do you want to talk about?
And right,
go from there.
It would ruin it.
Yes.
So then you're still bringing Smooth and you're bringing Drama, but then has it ever been flipped that one of you ends up, the one who was known as the Drama has ever been the Smooth one at times?
No.
No. Like, no way, no how. That kid, he's Smooth, I'm Drama.
How did you know?
I don't know. Maybe it was the theme song, or maybe it was the photos. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, you looked at our site.
Of course
I did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh. We try to, you know, be original. I mean, I always look at it like standing for something. You know, that's why I was kind of attracted to you because you were talking about I want to do music that means something. And, I never want to do anything that doesn't mean something.
Got it.
There's a method to my madness. Like, when you do your music, there's a method to your madness.
I'm just all over the place.
that's what I'm talking about. When you're all over the place, chaos can be organized.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. So there is still some order in some of the chaos, so it still works.
The theme song somebody wrote for us, just because, I mean, if you kind of really listen to it, it is, where the hell do you get your news from?
I'm like, you talk about being all over the place. I like to talk about stuff that nobody likes to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of our shows have been way out there.
Got it.
But we got to get back to you here.
Yeah.
Now, I know that...
Okay, we will. But I thank you, and I appreciate the info, because I was trying to figure it out. I said, okay, trying to relate some of my music to even smooth drama. I was saying some of my songs, they help smooth out the drama in your relationships.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well, isn't that why people listen to music in the first place? You know, so they can kind of, you know, get away from their everyday reality.
Exactly. Which is really why I think some people take it literally.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So now back to your website. Did you say that she has a movement, or you joined her website?
Yeah, it's in support of Girls Are Not For Sale. Now.
Oh yes, yes.
What is that?
You
want
to know something about that? I'll tell you what it's about. And actually, I saw there was someone new on the website and said smooth drama, but I didn't know who was the smooth or the drama, but now I know. So thanks for signing up. And so all the listeners and the fans, you see, if you have not signed up on the website, join KwandraJones.com. It's very easy. Dick can tell you it's very, very easy. Very, very simple. You know, post it, leave a comment, say something in the forum. It definitely is. And some of the things, even on the website, you'll find, and you'll see some stuff that's been up about an organization that I've been affiliated with, and it's called Girls Education and Mentoring Service, which is basically called GEMS. And it's an anti-sex trafficking organization, which basically one of their campaigns is Girls Are Not For Sale. And what a lot of people don't even realize is that in the U.S., between the ages of 12 to 13, that's the time that most girls end up getting pulled into the commercial sex trade. And what happens, and it's really sort of sad, because what happens is so many people think, no, that's something that happens over there or somewhere else, not like here in the States. But it happens here, and it's just like it's an issue that is really, really important, because I remember I was right around 12, and I was walking home from school. After walking, and you know, your parents tell you, don't talk to strangers and don't go up to people, don't go up to cars and do any of that. But somebody had driven their car, and they were coming out of the alley and the window was rolled down, and they were saying something. And so I heard and wasn't walking up to the car, but basically was just like, okay, can I help you? They were asking for directions, so I just kept moving closer and closer to the car trying to give them directions, and basically I was pulled into the car. And the guy started driving away, and so I was almost taken. And I'm in this car trying to fight to get out of the car, because it's one of those things where you can only imagine what could have happened.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, that's what I was able to fight, and I was able to get away. And because of that, I think of GEMS now, because I was right around the age that a lot of the girls are that end up getting into some of the commercial sex traffic trade. And just as I thought, I think GEMS gives girls a fighting chance. And that's why when I first heard about the organization, and it was through some of their public service announcements and some of the videos they were working on, it really just resonated with me, because it made me think, gosh, what could have happened, you know? So,
all right.
You gotta fight. You gotta fight hard for what you want. And in that instance, I was fighting hard to get out and
good
get away and get out of this guy's car, because you know you just never know what could have happened. Yeah, never know what could have. So, there's some good people out here. There's some good people out here too, but there are some crazy sick people.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the issues that's understated, you know. I've been in support of the, you know, ending the slavery because that's
yeah.
what it is.
Right,
you know,
it's exactly
forever.
That. Yep.
So, I mean, I've been in support of basically legalizing prostitution. I think that if you bring it into the light, then you can kind of, you won't stop all the sleazy, but you can cut off a lot of, you know, pimp daddy on the corner smacking his women
right.
up. You can get
well,
rid of a lot of them. And,
it's no longer taboo in certain instances. And so for some, it's just like the whole power dynamic that's there. And whether people are for or against legalizing prostitution, to me, it would give you a choice. And
yeah.
in certain states, if you look at that as an example, it's a business. That's it. But it's a business that, as you've indicated, has been brought out to the light. So with it being brought to the light, it's not taboo, which means people are not as much going to feel the need to try to sneak around and do things. And I think when you have the sneaking and when you have this whole cloud of I don't even know what you want to call it, just this cloud, dark cloud that's surrounding everything, that's when you start having these issues of people taking advantage of people, especially guys taking advantage of women in that instance, and the pimps
right.
and the prostitutes there, because a lot of times it's not just about it's not just about the money. It ends up being about the power. And so even when
right.
I think of my music now and this new album I have coming out, it's called Supercharged. And the reason it's called Supercharged is because I think everybody needs to be able to feel and know and believe in their abilities and the fact that they can go and do whatever those things are that they want. And that in this instance, if you're a woman, you don't need a guy to make you, quote unquote, who you are. You know, you can be as empowered as you want to be and go forth and do the things that you want to do. So it is. I think with prostitution and with the situation that goes on with that, especially with the pimp culture, it ends up being sometimes not only just a violence, but a lot of times too, it's just people feeling a lack in their lives. And so when they're not getting support from other ways, if someone's abusive to you, in some people's mind that gets turned and skewed into being, oh, but they really care. And this is how they care. And this is how they show me they care. And it's like, what? That's just crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, if you're used to dysfunctional, you know, you think that dysfunctional is the norm.
You accept it.
Exactly.
That,
yep.
That's part of it also.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
Which is why I root for you, you know, because we need role models out there for women who are not trying to sell themselves in a negative light. You know, you stand for, you know, being yourself. You don't stand for look at me in my thong.
I may have a lot of them, but I don't have to stand for it.
I'm not saying I'm against them. I'm just saying that there's a time and a place for them. And
that's
they
it, exactly.
Okay.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, it's one of those things where, believe me, there's nothing. I say that I'm a curvaceous bundle of energy because, yes, I have curves, you know. And it's not about trying to hide that. It's just about embracing who and how you are, but still also knowing that that's just one aspect, that that's not the only thing that defines you. Whatever that physical appearance, you know, whatever it's going on outside of yourself, that's just one thing. There's so much more that makes up who you are. And so just, like, try to have some other things come up equally, too. It's okay to have a mind. You know, it's okay to think.
Yeah.
It's okay to actually let people know that that's the case, too. And you can still look good while you're doing it as well. But it's just about there being – it's like now what you end up seeing are there these extremes. And the extreme is almost that – and you hear it in a lot of music, too. The extreme is that it's just girls and women, it's one-sided, and this is how you view them, and that's it.
And that's why I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I'm a big comic book guy. I was just at the comic book convention, and I was at a panel. Huh? Yeah, I was on a panel. Well, I was at this panel, and they were talking. The guy was talking about how they revamped Wonder Woman and how she has on clothes that regular women will wear, as you know. In comic books, whatnot, most of the women, they have on the thongs or the fishnets or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's just basically under there. And then you translate that on to movies and, you know, like the horror flicks, the women, they always, when they're running from the villain, they fall and, you know, titty pops out. And then translate that to the music and the artists, and the artists that sell, you know, are the ones who, you know, something is flashing out. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you think that we can get past that?
Getting past it, you know, it's the fact is, it's almost like a whole supply demand issue. Is if people didn't get all just so excited about it, it wouldn't be as big a deal. I think that's one of the things.
Yeah, like I mean, as a man, I'm gonna get excited by it.
Right, and it's fine too, but it's just like even still, no, I think it's natural. People are gonna see, you know, you see somebody who you think is attractive, and there's someone for everybody. So what I may think is attractive is different than what you may think is attractive, different than what somebody else thinks is attractive. To me, the issue is it's not just about having people out there who are wearing all the skin-tight everything. Because, you know, I've got it up on my Twitter page. I'm in a dress in the tight little red tight dress, but I also still can find out. Here it is, go look. but you can also still, it's just about having more options out there. That's the whole thing. Because when you see that there is a choice and there's more than just this one-dimensional view, then I think that's how you can overcome it. You can overcome all this imagery and all the beliefs that, oh, this is how girls and women are supposed to be seen, and this is the only way. And it's not.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, just start having other options that are out there.
Right. So you're coming out with the album Supercharged. You got any tours lined up?
Do I have any? Did you say clothes lined up?
Clothes.
I don't know what the wardrobe is for the video yet, but I'll let you know.
let me know. I wanted to know, are you going on tour?
Oh, tours, clothes. Okay, they sound nothing alike.
they're clothes. I mean, I've been in New Orleans hanging around my cousins. I'm kind of, you know, I'm speaking in New Orleans slang now.
So that explains it, I think. Now you made me feel better. Like, it's not me. No, it's not me.
It's not me. My bad.
Okay. Tours lined up. All right. There are a couple tours that are being planned and worked on now in terms of doing a college tour, which should hopefully be starting sometime in September, October. The best way to find out about it is that on the website, KwanzaaJones.com. And that's where you go to the website, you sign up on the email, give your email address, or give your mobile phone number, and I can send you a text and say, hey, I'm going to be in your area, so why don't you come on out? And that's
Hold on. You sure you want all these people giving you their phone number?
You want some stuff as
you. That's what you asked for.
What? I can handle it. It's just like, are you positive you want this?
Right.
Are you really sure? Are you positive 100%? Yes, I am. I'll even give the number. It's 424-248-411. So get out your phones, get out your pieces of paper and your pens, or get out your computer and write it all down. And, yes, you can call me or you can send me a text or an email. or yeah, an email. If you go to the website, you can send me an email. But if you want to call or if you want to
text, you know,
I'm telling you, I know. And
he's like, yeah, I'm going to get it quieted. I'm going to get it quieted. That's going to be my boy right there. He's showing his homies right now. That's my
cousin. It is. It's 424.
Hold on. For the people, for the listeners, for the fans,
for everybody out there listening to Smooth Drama with Dick and Butter, here's the number if you want to talk to me, Kwanzaa Jones, or if you want to send me a text, find out about my shows or anything. It is 424-248-8411.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you get that?
Even when people email me, I always
try to respond to everybody. And of course, it becomes very difficult, so it may take a while sometimes, but I definitely will respond. So, you know, send me a text, call me, email me.
And
go
what,
to the website,
website again?
Leave something on the forum. The website's Kwanzaa Jones, which is KwanzaaJones.com. And from there, you can find everything. From my website, you can find information about my music. You can find information about what's going on, the shows, the events, the appearances, things of that sort. You can meet other people who are cool, too. You can find info about my Twitter, about my Facebook, all that sort of, all that other good stuff. But the website, KwanzaaJones.com, is the main place to go for everything.
I gotta ask you now. With law degree, why are you singing?
Well, I should say with a law degree, why wouldn't I be singing? The law degree is part of the big master plan.
Oh.
It was part of it all because the fact is, you know, law teaches you to look at things in a number of different ways. And honestly, even when you're an artist, and in this instance, me being a singer and a songwriter, there's so many different ways you can write a song that you can make connect with your fans and with your listeners. And it's not as if there's a one-size-fits-all. And so law helped, for me, helped really teach me to try to think of so many different ways and look at things from so many different sides. That's on the creative end. And a lot of people don't think law is creative, but it can be very, very creative. But on the business end as well, too, it's just a great, great background to have. Whether you actually practice or you don't. And I can tell you, it really saves a lot of money, too, because I can look at my own contracts.
Mm.
It's practical.
Mm.
Yeah.
It works all around.
Very cool.
Well, I was going to suggest that it would save you a lot of legal fees and that you can go over everything and make sure everything is right. Probably it would save you a lot of BS anyway, because record people coming to you, whatnot, they're like, oh, she has a law degree? Damn it. I can't even put this in the contract.
Right.
They're like, okay, I don't even need to go to her with this. Yeah. Like, oh, but I saw her in that dress, but, oh, she's got a brain. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I will treat her fairly.
Yeah, go to the website, like, man, she's beautiful, but damn, we can't. She's smart.
Yeah.
Damn it. What are we going to do? Why can't we cheat her?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say, why can't we cheat her? Right.
that's basically the music business, as we know it. We've heard so many cautionary tales about, people.
Yeah, definitely. You hear a lot.
Their rights and whatnot.
You definitely hear. And, I mean, it's just like anything. When it goes back to the whole thing I keep saying about education, regardless, it makes a difference. It makes a difference taking responsibility and saying, yeah, I need to be informed about what it is I want to do, or what I'm reading, or what I have to sign, or all this different stuff. So it certainly comes in handy.
Nice. Very nice. You're doing your thing.
I'm trying.
Well,
I say I am unstoppable. At least I'm trying to be unstoppable.
You're supercharged.
Are we going to do a video?
Are you going to what?
Are we going to do a video?
Oh, we are going to do a video. We have done a couple videos. So you can actually, on the website, KwanzaaJones.com, or you can look on the Yahoo Music site, or, of course, YouTube as well, too. And I think it's on AOL as well, too.
We have a caller.
Oh, you do?
We do. Let's
see. Well, I'll say check out the videos on those different sites, and let's listen to the caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Kwanzaa. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, Kwanzaa.
Hello. Why does your voice like sound familiar? Or maybe it just sounds friendly. So I.
Kwanzaa, we grew up together.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe that's why your voice sounded familiar. Uh-oh. This is your life.
Those
here we go.
Charles Rabeau, Jimmy Hodgson. Of course. Did you hear me?
Okay. No, because I was laughing like I can't even believe it's somebody calling who I know. So
girl,
I heard. Wait,
Louis Charles.
What's
Rabeau,
your name again?
Junior High School. It's Beverly.
Okay,
Young.
Now I know Rabeau.
Beverly.
Okay,
Young.
Rabeau. Beverly! Oh my gosh! Oh my God, Beverly!
Oh my,
tell Dick and Butter, really? Yes, she's the whole package, beauty and brains.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
She has been smart.
Don't make
life.
Me cry, too. One
no.
Up here.
When was
she
the
has,
last time you two talked to each other?
I haven't seen you in years. Since junior high school. Oh, my gosh. I know.
And
we talk on Facebook, but it's still.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. And I got your message recently, so I'm happy to hear everything went well with the move.
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Now, you know, I almost fell out when I saw your pictures in Keto Shop. I was like, oh, my gosh.
We start thinking memories from the corner of my mind.
I can't even believe. Now, what are you doing up? Well, I guess the time is in that group.
Listen, I'm out here in Pacific Standard Time now.
Is it really? I thought you were like mountain time. Okay, see, we're not going to take up your whole show, but this is great.
Hold on. Wait. Why we got your friend up? You don't have no Kwanzaa dirt. We can't get no. We can't get no old Kwanzaa dirt.
There is no dirt.
Please.
You don't understand. There
honestly,
is no dirt.
I was like a nerd, a brainiac. That's all. I was
no,
so excited. I get on that red shirt.
I'm going to tell you something. Kwanzaa and her family, they were all very intelligent and are very, these are all business-minded people. She is the entire package.
My gosh. Okay, now that's a, I can't
even
believe it.
I know,
you're going to
make us
awesome. Oh, she totally is. Barely stop doing this. Oh, my
gosh. Now, listen, I'm going to get off the phone so you all can keep talking because I want to hear everything. Now, you're going to want to make me proud. I love you.
I love you, too. I
love you.
I love this voice. Dick and Butter, you got to tell Beverly you love her, too, because
we
she called in on
you. I love you, Beverly.
We love you, Beverly.
I
love
you, Beverly.
Hi, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh. Whoa.
Make a connection.
I am so moved and so touched by that, because there's been a lot of radio interviews I've done and, you know, online interviews, all sorts of different things, but rarely have I ever heard, actually, I don't think ever, from anyone who's actually known me. And this is from junior high school. I cannot even, I'm like blown away.
Smooth drama made it happen.
Oh, see, it was drama, but it was smooth drama. You see, Beverly, thank you.
Smooth drama.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
My heart is pounding fast.
Well, first, I want to say this, Ms. Jones. I want to thank you, one, for coming on the show.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for doing positive music, and I wish you all the best success. And, of course, I want you to come back anytime.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you both. This has been just so much fun, and you guys are real. It worked.
When you do the video, though, you know, I want
to
call. I want to be.
You
if
have
I get
to be
a, in I get, it. I run across the street in the video. Pick up. I don't know.
God.
Whatever. This
I'm just make sure you call me for the video.
Yes.
Well, see, as a prerequisite, you have to see the other videos that are out there, at least both of them. Everything Around You video and the Not a Breakup Song one, so then you can know what to have to be prepared for that.
Uh-oh.
The next one is probably going to be supercharged. So you gotta really get ready for the supercharged video, because it's got
to
be
bringing
the power.
I'm going to the gym right now so I can work on my left pec. So it's like I have to
just the left one?
Not both of them, just the left one.
Just the left one.
But it's about
time. I'm going to ride, but my left is sagging a little bit, so.
No comment.
Good luck with that. I don't know that I can help you with that. I like to try to help people whenever I can, but you may have to work on that left one.
That one and you on your own, Dick.
Right. I think Butter's nervous a little longer. She may be able to give you some tips.
I'm good. Once again, I want to thank you. And tell the people one more time, where can we find Kwanzaa Jones?
Hello, everybody. You can find me on my website, KwanzaaJones.com. Of course, Twitter, Facebook, all that other stuff. But go to KwanzaaJones.com. That makes it easier. Once you reach me there, you can reach me everywhere. And you can also call, which is, once again, 424-248-8411. You can leave me a text, or you can call. You can leave me an email, all that good stuff.
Well, thank you so much. And
thank you.
You are welcome to come back anytime.
And I'm sure I will, because this was a blast. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm here with you all. So thank you. Drama. It was all smooth. And a little bit of drama. Thanks, Beverly, for the drama. I loved it.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We have a good
night. Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye,
y'all. All right. Goodbye. It's 2 a.m., y'all. Y'all can get Kwanzaa Jones a call. She's still up. Have a decent conversation, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And on that note, we want to thank y'all for listening.
Good night, everybody.
And, I'm Dick Hudson.
That's
Butter Pecan.
Butter Pecan. Good night.
Good night. Is this where we go?
Drama.